if we want to take that interpretation, to the churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who is to come. Get ready for that. You're going to see that several times in this book. Not always referring to Jesus Christ, by the way. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Ooh, who are the seven spirits? What's going on there? Well, we'll take all of this in perspective. Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. So what he's going to give us is faithful. The firstborn of the dead, and the ruler with the dead brings in the law, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him, now watch this. This is where we're going to spend some beautiful time. We've already done by this time some triangles and God. Now we're doing some more. To him who loves us. Well, there's just no place for stress, anxiety, and depression from Satan's lie for us. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And yet, Christians want to make other believers pay for their sins, suffer in their sins. But boy, they'll talk about the cross. But they want you to suffer and pay for your sins. People, the scripture is very clear on what happened on the cross. He released us, freed us. Verse 6. And he has made us to be a kingdom priest to his God, Father and Father. This is to Jesus Christ, God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. But don't get up and leave yet. We're not through. Okay, we're just getting into this thing now. Now we have the theme of Revelation, verses 7 and 8. Behold, what's behold? Pay attention, concentrate, looky here. He is coming. He is coming. People, he's coming. That ought to cap your day. When things don't go your way, your plan, the plan you've got, he's coming. Where does your plan and my plan of this day, why do I want to get so bent out today and so stressful in my life? And I can sit back and think, he's coming. Because almost people, if you're in the spirit and you know what that means and all that, you can almost feel it right now, even if you're not under stress. He's coming. That's what a joy. And I want to show you how this is going to relate to our stress study too. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Even so. Amen. Verse 8. I am the Alpha, the Omega. Now verses 9 through 11, we find out what happened to John. We find out now what happened physically to John. I, John, this is very personal. I, John, your brother in Christ, your brother, fellow partaker in the tribulation. There's that word again. Count it all joy.